Blog Talk Radio.
In a site live around the world, and tonight is our salute to the military in this country and around the world, and our program goes to many parts of the world. And undoubtedly it's heard on many army bases, military bases in all different parts of the world. And we're always mindful of our dedicated military people who keep this country free. But of course tomorrow is the official day, and we're doing this tonight because tomorrow we may just have up a rerun. So thank you to all the military for watching out for us, for keeping the country safe. Now, when those of us who are disabled, of course, many of us who are disabled became that way serving this country. So we're no stranger to that. What we're going to talk about tonight is how the disabled and the elderly can serve the country, being military, and some who may even be in the military. As someone mentioned with the computers now, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do in the military. I got an email some time back from the Army because I looked into trying to join, you know, as a disabled person, and I couldn't open their email because they sent me an attachment, but they mentioned that, you know, me being visually impaired, that there was something special that they had lined up that I could do. I never looked into it. I never, as I said, I couldn't open their email, and I never called them back. But obviously, there's something there. I don't know what it is. Maybe good, maybe bad. But the point is, there's so many different ways to serve. And that's what Inner Sight is really about, because what we want to bring about helps everyone. And it's really a way of serving this country to alleviate a lot of the high cost that the government has in regard to the disabled. Tremendous amounts of money. I don't know the latest figure, but the $196 billion a couple of years ago on the nursing home budget is astronomical and crazy. So by advocating, by trying to get these politicians to create different ways of helping people, we are in fact serving this country. Now on the computers, you know, you could they do a lot of during wartime, a lot of fighting is done on the computers and missiles and all that. So the point would be, for someone to qualify for that, they may have to go through basic training. I don't know how that's going to work, because I don't think the basic training is accessible. But if there's some way to circumvent that and allow the person strictly with the computers and give them different kind of training, there's another option of how you could serve in the military. But now, in addition to that, as I mentioned a minute ago, getting back to how inner sight is really serving this country by trying to preserve the finances, trying to reduce the debt and the monies. And I want to explain how we see that happening when we come back. Let me do a couple of reminders and thank people that have helped us. And then we'll come back and explain what we mean. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. We're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. Any dog food, cat food? The number is 631-484-3085. And you talk to Gary over there. Explain to him that you need the food. And he also, when he's able to manage it, he has medical services for the animals. So keep that number handy, 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight at 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez is the founder of that, teacher in self-defense. So you want to get into that? Give Devin a call, 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. And this is Inner Sight that you're listening to. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Inner Sight, Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Hey, we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for their help. We thank them for acknowledging us as one of their top lobby groups. We appreciate that. And we're determined and dedicated to make things better for everyone. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. There's a number up on their website if you'd like to get involved with the turning nursing homes into accessible housing. There's a number you can call, 631-487-2038. Let me repeat that, 631-487-2038. It's up on the SILO website. All right, Inner Sight. If you need a Americans with Disability Act lawyer, James Bahamunda is the guy. 516-783-9662, Bahamunda. So any civil rights questions, give him a call. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers, we remember them. We remind you, go an extra mile for a child, an Inner Sight. Around the world. And, of course, the Big East, the Key to Rescue in New Jersey, adopting the Key to 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady out there. And we thank her for all her help. If you want to email them, Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon. www.thefreedomfighters.net. We thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus, Islip Cleaners for their donation, Kennedy Realty for his, and all of our friends who believe in Inner Sight. All right. Celebrating Veterans Day tonight, honoring all the military and all the people who keep us safe and free. We greatly appreciate that. And Inner Sight serving. And we don't even get paid for it. Serving the country because we're trying to make it so that the agencies are mandated to help us, therefore taking a lot of the burden off the taxpayers and the government. So that's one of the major ways that we can serve this country and are serving those of us who believe in that kind of a philosophy. So we urge all to get behind us.
Yeah, we do.
All who believe in the country and who want to help the country. Now, you have these politicians who do a lot of talking.
Yeah.
But not one of them has stepped up yet.
Nope.
To free a lot of the money that's being put into this system when the agencies should be mandated and should be mandated to contract the disabled. See, we ought to have an agreement with the agency that we're going to help them raise the money and they're going to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a basis for that because
right.
The government has an agreement under contract with all the independent living centers.
Yep.
And they're stifling them. They're not allowing them to really be advocates. They're restricted. We want to turn that around. We want to make it so that the agencies and the disabled are partners in this whole thing. That's how it should be.
It should have always been that way.
It's all one-sided right now.
Yeah.
We have no rights. Well, you can have a fair hearing, but what does that mean?
Nothing.
That only means that you get the same thing that's already there.
That's
what good is that? That doesn't change anything.
Huh.
And the system goes on forever. Same way.
Yeah, it does.
What should be is an agreement, a contract between the disabled person and the agency for those who want to participate. You help them raise the money, publicize the public service announcements, whatever way. And, of course, now with the social media, it would be a lot easier than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
And the agencies, for the most part, are all tax exempt.
Yeah, they are.
So people can get a write-off.
Oh, I just hope that happens.
But the government has to mandate these agencies to start doing that. And I haven't seen one politician ever go in that direction.
Nope.
And that's what we need.
Yeah, we sure do.
Because a person should be able to go to an agency, let's say they have cerebral palsy or whatever it is, go to an agency and say, hey, look, you know, I need your help. I don't want to go into a nursing home.
Yeah, they have it for education help. They have it for work help. But I haven't yet seen anything to get out of a nursing home help, you know?
Now, I'm not talking about getting out. I'm talking about preventing them from going in.
In the first place, yeah.
Yeah.
But if they're in, you got to get them out, which is a pain.
Sure. Well, you got to get rid of the nursing home. You got to turn them into
accessible
housing. That's our solution. I'll get to that in a minute. But I'm talking about the person who's disabled should be able to call the agency that they're supposed to deal with and say, I need your help. I want to sign a contract with you to help you raise the money so that I can stay out of a nursing home. And then, of course, you know, whatever you need in your own home and all that. And the government, now keep in mind, please, that the government should always pay half. The government must always be there as a protective mechanism.
Of course.
I mean, that's part of what they do anyway, what they're supposed to
right.
do. But they don't do it.
No.
In many, many ways. You know? So, if the agencies now are raising the money, and they're mandated to do so,
mm-hmm.
and the government puts up half the money, and you have a contract...
Sorry.
Excuse me. You have a contract. These stupid allergies.
I know, they're bad disease.
You have a contract with the agency.
Yeah,
then
you,
you have something that you can rely on. Because it's legal, it's in writing, and they have to do it. I'll give an example of what I'm talking about. You know,
mm-hmm.
they have to do the best they can. Years ago, when I first started Intersight,
86,
right? Ran into a disabled woman who wanted to donate $1,000 to Intersight, and there was a big misunderstanding. She thought it was a loan. You know, I tried to explain to her that it was a donation. So she took me to court.
Oh, jeez.
And the judge was a nice guy. She said, you know, we went before the judge, and he said that I had to pay the money back, you know. And I explained to him, you know, we don't have that much money. We're a small organization.
And
you know what he said? He said, well, he said, do the best you can. That's what these agencies should be doing.
Right.
See? And they're not.
No.
They're not, because they're damn ass restricted. How can they be doing the best they can when the independent living centers cannot do a thing to get rid of nursing homes?
Sure.
Aren't they advocates?
Yeah, right.
See? They're not doing the best they can, and to no fault.
Yeah, they should.
I mean,
if they
sign a contract
with
the government that they're going to get the money under certain circumstances and agreement,
right.
they can't do it.
No, they can't.
So that's the key. You got to do the best you can.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to bring about. And that's a way that millions of people can serve this country. By not wanting to go to a nursing home, the 30
right.
million disabled plus are serving this country.
Here they are.
Because they're saying, don't waste this money.
That's right.
I don't need this. I need my own home. Don't take my home away from me.
Right.
See? It's not thought upon in that light of serving the country, but that's really what it is.
It's true.
I mean, people ought to be rewarded for not wanting to go to a nursing home because they don't want the money wasted, and the taxpayers' money. So there you have a way of serving the country.
Yeah.
All right, we're on the air, 213-816-1650, and you want to talk about your Army experience, or Navy, Air Force, whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
Feel free. Anybody on the line?
Let me look again. Hold on.
All right,
no,
in sight.
Just me.
All
right. You.
Well, I didn't do the Able News yet, so you run the Able
News.
Yeah,
I got it
here.
All
right. On
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight Live and our Veterans Day program. Great salute. Oh, what I want, yeah. I don't know if you can get it, but that National Anthem with Merrill. Remember we had that on?
Yeah. Hold on,
yeah,
you want
can you
that
put
same
that
thing?
Up? Yeah,
yeah,
can you do it?
Fine. Yeah, I could do
if
it.
If you can
probably
get the, we make a great,
yeah.
Very appropriate tonight.
Yeah.
On this
give
Veterans
me a second,
Eve.
I'll do it.
And this is from Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
With Robert Merrill, the great baritone.
Yep, yep.
Who was disabled, by the way.
Right.
He had polio.
Huh.
All right, Inner Sight.
Yep, yep, hold on. It's coming.
And
it's supposed to be coming, but it's really
our great
slow.
National Anthem, if we can get it.
Here it is.
To kick in.
Are you ready? How come I don't hear anything? Oh, jeez.
Yankee Stadium veteran performer Robert Merrill as he sings our national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight? Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the rampart we watched was a battery streaming. And the rapids red glare, the bombs burst in the air. They broke through the night, and our flag was still there.
There's the song
yep.
of America.
That's right.
Right? And
oops,
in this
sorry.
Great land,
yes.
In this great land of ours, the freedom means, among other things, to have the right to speak out and to change things that aren't
yeah.
working. And that's exactly what Inner Sight is about. Every time you advocate for freedom, You're serving this country. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And the politicians need to serve their country better because they've neglected us. If politicians can stand by, heard a story today, by the way, I'm not going to mention any names, someone who is a good friend. Story today, a phone call from a blind guy, and his dog, his guide dog is old. He got it from the same school that they were responsible for the death of Milton, the guide dog. And they told him, well, we're going to come take a look at your dog. If we think the dog can't work anymore, we're going to take away your harness.
Stupid.
Now that person has no rights. The schools are not licensed. They're not regulated. There's no hearing system.
No.
So in other words, they're going to steal this person's harness.
Right.
The person has to give up the harness.
Wow.
I mean, that's your life. Your life is attached to that harness.
That's right.
Your lifestyle, as the person put it.
Yeah.
So in advocating for these schools to be licensed and regulated, you're fighting for the freedom that should be there.
That's right.
The freedom that people died for. The right to be protected by the law. Where is that right? Where is the right to be protected by the law when you're in a nursing home and you don't have the money to maintain your apartment and you lose your housing?
Yeah.
And then you have to rot away in a nursing home because there are no service providers to come in and interview you. And that means you're going to be stuck there for God knows how much longer.
Right.
There's no freedom in that.
And you can't even walk out and say, I don't want this. You can't even do that. They'll put an alarm on you. It's like jail. It really is. They'll put an alarm on you. They did it for my father and my mother. Sew it on the leg. It's like if you were a convict or something.
No. It's not like you're in America anymore.
No.
You're in a horrible position with no law to protect you, no freedom.
I told
and they take
you,
all
right?
your money, your
yeah,
resources.
Yeah, they do. They just,
they'll even take your house if they can get it.
This may sound pessimistic, Frank, but I'm going to say it. You know, listen, people have the right to go where everybody has that right, including the people who are, you know, being held, you know, without, you know, the ability to get out anywhere or do anything and go back home to their, you know, belongings and everything. But I'll tell you something.
Inner Sight submits that it's disrespectful to the people who died for the freedom of this country to operate nursing homes and to operate guide dog schools without licensing and a fair hearing system and every
That's
other
right.
system. That applies to.
That's right.
The politicians are not respecting the people who serve this country when they do that, when they allow that to happen.
And they, most of them got injured badly when they, you know, they come back, you know, their whole outlook on everything is turned upside down. Some are missing legs, some are missing arms, some are missing just, you know, legs and arms. I mean, I'm just giving you an example. Even paralysis they have. So let me tell you, at this point, when you come home, you should be welcomed with a hero's, you know, honor. You're not even, that doesn't even happen. That bothers me.
My brother served during the Vietnam conflict. He was mustered out before he had to go over by a day.
Yeah.
You know, and he recently told me that he went to the VA for some services that used to be free,
right.
And now they're asking him for money for it.
That's terrible.
I mean, what kind of a thing is that? That ought to be remedied immediately. Politicians should not allow that to happen to the people who serve this country.
Definitely.
I can recall a while back, we helped a homeless veteran.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the VA wouldn't even take up a collection for him. They wouldn't even take up a collection for him.
That's terrible.
Intersight put a binder on an apartment for him.
That's awesome. I saw that when you gave him the money. He was just impressed. Totally impressed. Almost cried.
These politicians need to respect those who serve this country a lot more than they do.
Yeah.
And one of the ways you can do that is stop wasting the money.
That's right.
We don't need nursing homes.
No. Nope.
We don't need service dog schools that are not licensed or regulated.
True.
Because it infringes on our freedom. You know, haven't that story I just told you about the harness. How many people in the last couple of years have had to go through that?
Right.
I mean, can a guide dog school prove that a dog shouldn't work anymore? Where's the proof?
Right. How do you know?
I'm not saying they're not entitled to their opinion, but where's the proof? Where's the regulation?
That's right.
That's a call that should be between the blind person and the dog.
Yeah, definitely.
Whether or not that dog should be retired. I had two dogs who lived to be over 13 and still working.
Wow. Yeah. There was one 11-year-old retired guide dog. In he was a mix of a lab and mostly lab, I would say. He was a mix. You could tell he was a mix of, because his hair was curly. So he was probably a mix of a lab and a poodle. They do that in a labradoodle. So he was a lab. You could see the look on looks on his face, more lab than
every dog is
doodle.
Different.
Yeah, I know.
Some dogs can go longer, some can't.
Right.
The point is there should be regulations, there should be licensing.
Yeah.
There should be a law. And,
yeah, definitely.
What made me angry was when I heard this story about the harnesses. It sounds like to me that this guy who was going to take the harness away from this blind person was one of the people responsible for not watching out for Milton.
That's right.
In the school. I mean, where the hell was he when Milton was dying?
Terrible.
And there's no law there either.
Wow.
I mean, the only reason the SPCA got involved in is because they went under the cruelty law.
Right.
But they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything to change
the system.
The system and what's going on at the service dog school. Still the same old crap.
Right. Yeah.
And they didn't say one thing about there should be a law or regulation. I didn't hear it.
No.
All right, inner sight, freedom, how precious it is.
Yeah.
If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We're either going to do a rerun or we'll do an hour of silence for all those who have perished in giving us our freedom.
I think that would be better.
So, most people do... What, a minute of silence?
Yeah, usually.
inner sight feels very strongly, we'll do an hour of silence.
Wow. That is strong.
All right. And let me remind you, down the week, Monday's Mad or Glad, 8 to 9, every weeknight. Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday's a nursing home show. And Thursdays, we usually either have a guest or a different topic.
Yeah.
Friday's the funniest, normally.
Oh, yeah.
So, serving the country can be done in so many different ways. You know? Trying to, being compassionate and caring for the people in nursing homes.
What?
That's a form of serving this country, too.
Yeah.
I wish the people who worked in those places were more compassionate and caring.
Yeah.
And would join with us.
That's right.
And do something about the fact that people can't get it and don't have enough help.
Right.
In those nursing homes. And that's what Inner Sight is trying to bring about. It's an uphill freedom fight.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have the big weapons.
No, I wish we did.
To do it.
The big guns.
We need.
But we don't believe in
more to
violence.
Fight with.
Just want. Yeah.
I'm talking not literally, but figuratively.
Yeah.
Figuratively.
Right. Very much so. You're a peaceful person. So I know that for a fact.
And one of the main ways to get this freedom is to have, as I mentioned before, have agencies mandated and contracted with the disabled.
Yeah.
837 New York, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. If you're out there and you served in the military, we'd like to hear from you if you want to call in. We've had many people on our show over the years who have served. And undoubtedly we'll have many more. Let's get a count of how many listeners we got.
Oh, boy, you're going to be excited. It's almost close to...
What's the latest count?
Okay, hang on. Let me get to it. Oh, jeez.
Latest.
Yeah, the latest.
On Inner
Sight. Latest drum roll is 116,927. We're getting there.
All right. We got about 80 more to go, less than 80 to go.
Yeah.
To 117,000. All right. Now there's a freedom.
Right?
All the people listen to us. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a reason why they
That's
listen.
Right.
And I believe that reason is that they want the freedom that millions have died for. See, we don't have that freedom yet.
Not yet.
We have the right to speak.
Yes.
But that's only part of it.
Right.
You know? What about the right to walk down the street and read a sign?
Or the right to get into a place that's totally inaccessible.
Yeah. I was looking for an address today to try to see a friend of mine, and to my great shock and surprise, on the building, they had big raised letters.
Look at that.
Numbers, that is. Numbers. Big numbers. on the two buildings that I looked at. I don't know if all the rest of them had it.
Yeah.
You know, but I do know that there's no enforcement on it.
Right. It's sort of like, oh, if you want to do it, you should, you know, try and do it. That's basically what they're saying. You know?
You see, that's part of your freedom.
It is, yeah.
That you can read a sign.
That's right.
You know? And tell where you are and have the right to know where you are. People have died for that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So we demand that the government enforces that kind of freedom.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure that it's there.
That's right.
Just like they do for everyone else.
Yeah.
That's all we want. The same rights and freedom that everybody else has.
We might have things looking a little different because things are made with assistive technology in mind. You know, but there's a big strong but. Not everything is labeled properly. Not everything for the visually impaired and for the, you know, somebody who is also deaf, so they're considered deafblind. You don't have as much services. You're as much as a person who is on a wheelchair who needs to get in a building. Even though I'm on everything, I want everything because I have different illnesses than everybody. And I have, you know, blindness, and I have hearing impairment, and I'm on a wheelchair. Do you know how difficult that is? Very. So that's where it's at.
Yeah, and you never know, and most of the things that you need to get around are not accessible.
That's right. Like, I'll give you an example. They did something really, I don't know why they did it this way. You know the accessible pedestrian signals that are near me? I'm going to talk about them a second. You have these accessible pedestrian signals that are made for, especially for mostly the disabled, but other people do use it. Like they push
anybody can use them.
Yeah, anybody. But I use them, and I need them, okay, because I can't really cross that one street. It's like I call it killer corner, and it really has hurt a lot of people. And you don't normally call something killer corner unless it's really bad. All right, anyway, they put two accessible pedestrian signals together, and one was facing one street and one was facing another. I couldn't tell which was which because they have a little sort of like a click on one of them and a clack on the other, and I couldn't hear the difference. There was no way.
Well, you have to follow the arrow, and you push the button, and it's supposed to tell you
what street. It's very low, Frank. It's like somebody lowered
it. Well, then that's because they don't maintain it. They don't
That's right.
Make it audible. It's got to be audible. What good is it?
Yeah, what good is it if it's not audible? And loudly
by the way,
audible,
getting,
not... I'm sorry.
Getting back to those two addresses that I told you were raised, well, that was good, but...
Yeah.
The buildings were not accessible. They were big steps.
Huge steps.
Well,
love
you
it.
See, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
It's a half-assed situation, and there's the freedom that goes right out the window.
Yeah, it does.
If you were in a wheelchair and you wanted to go see
a friend,
someone who lives in one of those buildings.
Crazy. Sure, they don't have a quote, I'm going to put this in quotation, one of those federal freight elevators. You know, they put them in the worst spot, the freight elevators, and then they expect people with disabilities to go where there's a rat-infested area.
I don't think there were any elevators in this building. Steps.
Oh, wow. That's terrible. It really is.
I opened the door and there was a flight
building?
Of steps. Going up.
Is it an older building or a newer building? Did you tell?
No, it's not that old.
So then I don't know why they were. Why they chose.
Well, they get away with it. No enforcement.
Well, now it's getting worse, I think.
There's no enforcement. If an apartment became available there and a disabled person needed it in a wheelchair, they couldn't get in there.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
That's another reason why people are stuck in nursing homes.
Yeah.
Because their freedom is taken away regarding accessibility.
That's right.
And to find
totally
a place
right.
to live.
It's terrible.
And the government owes people a lot more than ever, because when you go into a nursing home, most of the time you lose your accessible apartment.
House. Yeah.
House, if you already have one.
Right.
Then you got to start all over again.
That's right.
And that's why we want to turn those nursing homes into accessible housing. People deserve it. People
yeah,
have
they
earned
do.
It. People
yes,
have died for it.
That's true. Very true.
And the politicians should respect those who have served this country more. And give us that freedom. And mandate the agencies to help us. 846.
Oh, yeah.
New York. Inner sight.
I just checked the queue. Nobody was in it.
And I want to invite ADAPT on the show.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
since
nice.
Since we've been named with them in the two lobby groups associated with SILO. We have something in common, and maybe we can get them to get names on that petition to
That's
give
right.
people more freedom.
That's right.
All right.
I don't know why they didn't think of it all long time ago, though. That's the thing that I'm still puzzled about.
Well, I've got to see if I can get a phone number of somebody who is active in ADAPT. People come and go, you know.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Inner Sight, we're going to do, I was going to do a rerun tomorrow night, but I think I'd rather do an hour of silence.
Wow.
Respect for all those
respect, yeah.
who have lost their lives in serving this country and giving us the freedom that millions of us don't have. I want the freedom to be able to remain in my own home for as long as I have with the help that I need. That freedom should be there. The money is there for that freedom, and it's not being used in the right way. And everyone should have that freedom. There should be no threat that you got to go to a strange place with strange people invading you and touching you and God knows what else,
That's
hurting
right.
you.
That's what they did to my mom. She had a black eye, you know, meaning
no freedom in that.
They punched her. There's no freedom there. And you know what she said to me? Suzanne, please look, please look. And she popped open the door like I needed to save her from it. And I just said to the woman who was trying to, you know, help her, but yet she was also not helping her, you know, because my mother in the beginning started, you know, grabbing people and saying, please, listen to me. And they weren't listening to her. She didn't want to be there. She wanted to be back in her home.
She didn't want to be there.
Yeah. Do you know how difficult it was like
but
I
the
had
money,
two
The steps. Money wasn't being used in the right way. That's why she was in there.
Right. That's right.
So, we have some, I don't know if we have maybe some new politicians who got elected.
Yeah.
Who won, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're going to try and see if we can get their attention.
Oh, yeah.
And get them to do something about this freedom
Yes, very much.
And you know,
so.
The wonderful thing about all this, we're not asking them to put more money in. We're asking them to put less money in.
That's right.
And give the agencies the power to raise the money. The way it is now, thousands of independent living centers all over this country have the money to help people and they can't help them.
That's true.
What the hell is that about?
God only
There's
knows
a message
that.
In that.
Yeah, that they don't love us, they don't want us, they just want to kill us off. That's my opinion about it.
I mean, when you set up a system like that, what's the message?
You want the person dead.
Similar to what it's very similar to how a dictator sets up their government.
Yeah. Definitely. Yep.
It's got to end.
Want somebody dead. It's got to end. Yes.
It's got to end.
Very much so.
It's not. It's not right. It's against God's law.
It's brutal. Brutal. Just think of brutal, and you'll know exactly what we mean. Because it is. Brutal punishment for people who don't deserve it.
So we at Inside urge the politicians to respect the fact that people served and died for freedom and extend that freedom to all of us.
It's crazy.
Those buildings with the raised numbers, make them so people so everybody can get in them.
Right.
The nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing so everybody can benefit from
them. It's true.
The money that's there to help people to stay out of a nursing home, make sure that it's going to the right place so people don't have to go into a nursing home. And then outlaw those damn places forever.
You should. Exactly. Ban them.
Because they're no good.
Yeah. They don't have enough people taking care of people either. That was the latest I got from the nursing home, you know, area.
Of course they
don't have enough people.
They
it's,
want the
it's
agent.
Right now, two people. Yeah, they have two people, okay, and they have 20 people. That's a lot, 10 each. And if you have
it's worse than that, a lot of those places.
Yeah, I know. But if you have somebody that needs it badly and has the cream, they need it too, they're not going to be, you know, honored in that manner, you know? So
we honor those who serve this country, living or dead, by letting people know that what they died for, what they suffered for, what they became disabled for, is not being given to millions of us.
Right. It's not being addressed.
That's the point of Inner Sight. That's the whether we say it in that way or not, every night, every show we do, part of it.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And that's really what it's about. If you're a politician and you respect this country, you respect those who serve, and you allow this to happen, you're lying. You don't respect it.
Nope.
Because millions of us are left out.
Yep. It's terrible, if you know what I mean. It's really bad.
So salute.
Salute. Right.
Salute the disabled. Salute those who serve. Salute those who don't have freedom. Salute those in the nursing home. And get them out of there. That's the Inner Sight message on this Veterans Eve. And we recall all of our people who served.
Right.
My uncle served World War II.
My uncle did World War I and World War II.
Yeah. And I think everyone in this country
World War I.
either knows someone or has someone who served.
Yeah. Yep.
I wanted to serve myself. They wouldn't let me in.
You wonder why, eh?
Well, at least I tried.
Yeah, you did try.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night, an hour of silence
yeah.
for those who served. That's our Inner Sight respect.
That's right.
And we will put that out in a tweet.
Yeah. Come meditate on our hour of silence, you know, in honor of all veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to thank all our listeners, all those who help keep this show going.
That's right.
We greatly appreciate it. And we will continue. We will continue with those who fought and died to bring about the freedom that they died for, that millions of us don't have.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
They fought for us, too.
Yeah.
And we don't have it.
We don't have the freedom, no.
And many of them who came back and were disabled.
We're disabled, yeah.
Don't have it.
That's right.
We will not stand by
and
tolerate that without it
no.
being shouted to the world.
That's right.
And that's why we
you
do
need
this.
To, yeah, you need to definitely have one
can
message.
What'd you say?
One message, like we said before,
yeah.
many. Yeah, one message.
Let's see. Can you play that Merle again? Let's go out with that Merle.
Okay, hang on.
8:57. Let's see if we can do it.
Hold on. All right, hang on.
Robert Merle.
Yes.
The national anthem.
Yep. Hold on.
Tomorrow, an hour of silence.
Yeah.
For all those in the military.
Oh, come on.
Thank you. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
Inner Sight.
Thank you, everybody.